Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you. piano calls the mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid. I'm gonna prove every word I say. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
By moving straight ahead, you knew it all. Lake Altoona to Lake Chetek. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Springfield, live, Leonard Skinner, Collective Soul, and more. 105.7 CFW is your official sponsor of Eau Claire Summer Jam 2025. Purchase your tickets at summerjamwi.com and keep listening for exclusive experiences right here on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Feels good to be alive. I'm flying.
90s and more. 105.7.
Oh, she's a brick house. sitting at all hang out. She's a frat house. I like lady stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a frat house. Well, put together, everybody knows this is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Just letting it all hang out. She's a brat house. Oh, like lady stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a brat house. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy way. She knows she's built
paid off those credit cards from last Christmas. You paid the leftover tax bill. Now it's time for you to get paid back. The $500 throwback payback contest is off and running.
To do is listen to Throwback Nation Radio with me, Tony the Reno, later tonight at 7 for this national contest.
Yay!
Listen up right here for our $500 throwback payback song and win the payback you deserve.
See complete rules and learn more at throwbacknationradio.com.
CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. According to a press release, the agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. Eligible projects include things like research, education, or market development efforts aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries. Organizations proposing eligible projects could receive grant funding through the program, ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on a potential run for governor by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he's currently focused on his work in Congress serving Northwest Wisconsin residents. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Showman has already entered the race on the Republican side. Soon after the Eau Claire City Council voted in favor of making a $40,000 contribution to keep the Sojourner House open, the Eau Claire County Board voted against a $30,000 contribution. The measure fell one vote short of approval, with 19 in favor, 5 against, and 5 absent. The measure needed two-thirds approval because the funding would need to be taken from the county's contingency fund. The county board previously included nearly $35,000 in funding for the Sojourner House in the 2025 budget. The Comstock man accused of starting a fire at Shooter's Showgirls in Elk Mound in January entered a not guilty plea to a number of felony charges on Thursday. 25-year-old Colton Jansen was charged with arson of a building, burglary, and possession of burglary tools in Dunn County Circuit Court. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office says they interviewed Jansen after reviewing security tapes following the fire, and he allegedly admitted to his involvement before being taken into custody. The building was completely destroyed in the fire. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, even a thunderstorm possible today, with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Wind will be northeast at around 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, and it will be warmer with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
CFW.
Close my eyes.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. 80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Lying beside you here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could I love be so blind? We say street, LATER, that beat.
Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
Well, I guess it would be nice